we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away yesterday at 100 years old. His one term in office was known for several foreign policy accomplishments, but overshadowed by the Iran hostage crisis. Author and ABC News contributor Mark Updegrove says he didn't let that damper his outlook of the office.
He did not think his presidency was failed in any way. He didn't think that he was erroneous in any way in the decisions that he made. So that's very important to note. But he said, but I want to be remembered for peacemaking and human rights. And I think that the only former president to win a Nobel Peace Prize, he will be remembered for just that.
A state funeral is currently set for January 9th. American investigators are en route to South Korea to help investigate that deadly plane crash that killed 179 people. The passenger jet touched down over the weekend without its landing gear deployed. Bird strike was also reported in the moments before the crash. This is ABC News. A plea as we approach the end of 2024 for a new path forward in 2025. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
In 2025, countries must put the world on a safer path by dramatically slashing emissions and supporting the transition to a renewable future. It is essential. And it is possible.
Guterres says the top 10 hottest years on record have happened in the last 10 years in what he calls a climate breakdown in real time. While those are resolutions for the world, many of us are making our own resolutions, with New Year's Day just 2 days away. Dr. Leah Kroll, assistant professor of neurology at Maimonides Hospital, says the key resolution may be to make a plan.
Most goals are going to take multiple steps to achieve. So really mapping out for yourself, what is each step that I need to take over the course of the year to get where I want to get in the end?
And don't be too hard on yourself if you fall short. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, who's in Northern Wisconsin, needs to know. As winter sets in, snow and ice can turn sidewalks, driveways, and parking lots into hazardous zones. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more on ways to stay safe when it's icy.
Slip and fall injuries are among the most common winter-related accidents, often leading to serious consequences like fractures, sprains, or head injuries.
So you want to make sure you've got some good quality footwear on or some good traction with your footwear so that you make sure when you're making contact with the ground, starting from your feet down, you've got good tread, non-slip soles, something that's pretty stable and secure on your feet.
That's Caitlin Eichmann, a physical therapist at Aspyrus. She says the first line of defense is keeping pathways clear of snow and ice. Shovel walkways promptly. And for added safety, apply ice melting products like rock salt or sand to improve traction.
So we typically encourage patients to make your base of support a little wider. So think of your feet like penguin feet. You want to turn them outward a little bit and take short steps.
And slopes and stairs can be particularly dangerous for individuals with limited mobility.
So you want to make sure you move slowly, look where you're going. Use a hand railing when you can or the railing on your car. You want to also try and keep your arms free. So don't try and get out of, step onto a curb that's at an angle with your arms full of all your grocery bags.
And winter hazards don't stop at the doorstep. Melted snow and water tracked inside can create slippery floors. So be sure to put down absorbent mats at all entrances and use boot trays to catch excess water.
Using the love for family, people are scamming the elderly out of thousands upon thousands of dollars. Lisa Hale has the story.
Local law enforcement agencies are asking residents to be alert and aware of a scam targeting the elderly in Wisconsin. The Outagamie County Sheriff's Office says victims are being scammed out of thousands of dollars by people who phone them saying their loved ones are in jail or have been in an accident. The scammers ask the victims to withdraw large sums of cash, like $5,000 to $45,000, and ask them to wait for a courier or a bondsman who will come by and take custody of their bond. Officials ask residents to share this information with friends and family to prevent these scams from continuing.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Packers lose to the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Vikings jumped out to an early lead again against Green Bay and held on to win this time 27-25 over the Packers. Former Packer Aaron Jones says, from Justin Jefferson to tight end TJ Hockenson, the Vikings have depth.
We have weapons, and I think that's what was scary. We got so many playmakers, so guys understand that, and they make the most of their opportunities.
The Packers plagued with penalties, illegal formation, offsides on a field goal, even 12 men on the field. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, that was on us as coaches. Called the personnel, somebody heard it different, and that's how we got 12 in the huddle. That's the first time that's happened in a really long time. You know, those are drive-stopping penalties.
And the NFL has announced that the Packers' final regular season game is Sunday at noon when they host the Bears. NBA, the Bucks lost to the Bulls over the weekend. Tomorrow, they play the Pacers in Indiana for an early New Year's Eve game. Tip-off time is 2 p.m. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be foggy this morning, cloudy all day today with a high right around 35 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy 23. Tomorrow, cloudy 28 by Wednesday. Mostly cloudy and a lot colder with a high only in the upper teens. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
98 Q Country.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside him in New Haze. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you wanna be my friend? If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Now we're grown up and she's my wife. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Simi Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do
Country. Jack and Diane painted a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. And I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine, wishing time would stop right in its tracks. And every time I hear that song, I go back. Baby, at frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. I go back to watch a summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back. We all have a song that some stamped our lives, takes us to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preacher and a choir, singing about God and brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine. I go back. Watching summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall. I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him.
Take the keys, don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to, and you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine, makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home in a 4x4 by you. Parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on the tailgate, feet on the dashboard, oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me, ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you, babe, in white.
country.
You say you'll be down in 5. The smell of your perfume is floating down the stairs. You're fixing up your hair like you do. I know that I'll be a mess the second that I see you. You won't be surprised. It happens every time. It's nothing new. It's always on a night like tonight. I thank God you can read my mind. 'Cause when you look at me with those eyes, I'm speechless. Staring at you standing there in that dress. What it's doing to me ain't a secret. 'Cause watching you is all that I can do. And I'm speechless. You already know that you're my weakness. After all this time, I'm just as nervous. Every time you walk into the room, I'm speechless. It started when you said hello. Just did something to me. And I've been in a daze ever since the day that we met. You took the breath out of my lungs, can't even fight it. And all of the words out of my mouth without even trying. And I'm speechless. Staring at you standing there in that dress. What it's doing to me ain't a secret. 'Cause watching you is all that I can do. And I'm speechless. You already know that you're my weakness. After all this time, I'm just as nervous. Every time you walk into the room, you can read my mind. 'Cause when you look at me with those eyes, I'm speechless. You're standing there in that dress. Girl, it ain't a secret. 'Cause watching you is all that I can do. Oh, 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 I'm speechless. You already know that you're my weakness. After all this time, I'm just as nervous. Every time you walk into the room, I'm speechless. Oh, you know it, baby.
All right, Dan and Shay at 98Q Country. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. He came back. He did. He took a week off over the holidays. I did come back. Whew, it's tough. It's tough when you take a week off, whether you had a big extravagant vacation or you just hung out at home and you come back and you're just like, not sure if I remember how to do this. But we're here. You'll feel the pain of whether or not I still am or am not able to function here on the radio. I think we'll be good, though. It is the 30th day of December, and we got 2 days left here in the year 2024. We're a quarter of the way through the 21st century here already. We're almost a quarter of the way through. Hope your Christmas and holidays and all that stuff was good. We're not done yet, right? We're not done. We got New Year's coming on Wednesday. Hopefully some of you will have time off for that to enjoy a little bit. I have to admit, I spent... over my vacation, over the week off last week, there were 9 days, and I think I might have had to set the alarm clock once this past Saturday when we went to my family Christmas. But for me, if I don't have to set the alarm clock for 5 a.m., I consider that a vacation day. So it was nice to be able to sleep in and kind of enjoy time with family, and I hope you were able to do the same. It was a good Christmas. I believe I might I'm not sure about this, but I may have set a world record for the number of cookies consumed in a 7-day span. I'm not sure. Oh, you think you beat me, huh? Right. Well, we'll have your doctor and my doctor talk and see where we're at here in a couple of days. I'm not the type of person who will sit down and eat like five cookies. I won't eat like five cookies. They're just like, I'm not like the cookie monster. I'm a cookie nibbler. If I'm home and kind of lingering through the day, oh, a cookie. And then, like an hour later, just like, oh, I haven't had a cookie in a while. And then later on in the day, my wife will say, how many cookies is that for you today? And I'll be like, I have no idea. I lost track. I don't know. Check the container. Is there anything left in there? You do the math. So I hope your Christmas was good. We lost a president over the weekend here. Jimmy Carter, the 39th president of the United States, lived to be 100 years old. Remember him very well. That was back in my formative days of grade school, junior high. And I remember having presidential debates. And back in the day when we talked a lot of politics at school, and it was it was different back then. But I remember it very well. Very well. The Jimmy Carter impersonations. People were very good at doing the Jimmy Carter. He was only a one-term president. He had kind of a rough slate that one term he had president. We had some Iranian hostages during that time. Gas prices, there was a gas shortage going on. It was a tough time to be president. But I tell you one thing is for sure. As the rest of his life went on, Jimmy Carter was just a genuinely nice man, humanitarian, very Christian man. He struggled to find people around him that will say anything other than that. And the history of his 100 years will play that out. So now we have five living presidents. My son asked me this the other day. He says, how many? So we got George Bush, Clinton, George Bush, Obama, Biden, and Trump. So we have five current or ex presidents remaining. All right, so I had some well, the Packer-Viking game for me. You want to talk about it? You don't want to talk about it, do you? Well, I mean, the Packers were, it's not like if they won this game yesterday, they were going to vault into the number one seed. They were going to be the 6 or 7 seed. That loss yesterday just kind of nudges them toward that 7 seed. The Packers need Washington to lose this week. If Washington wins their game against Dallas this week, Packers are the 7 seed. They're going to Philadelphia. And I think Washington, I have to check the schedule, which I just closed out of here, to see if Washington plays at the same time the Packers do or if they play a little bit later than the Packers. That's going to be interesting here. I would guess they probably put that Washington game in the same time slot as Green Bay, and they did. So both will play at noon. So Washington has to play at Dallas, and the Cowboys, they're not horrible. I mean, I think they got a chance to win that game. And this, you're thinking, Joel, 6 or 7 seed, who cares? It's big. You don't want to go to Philadelphia the first playoff game. That's a hard game. That's a really hard game. But going to the Rams in L.A. or Tampa probably would be the other two most likely candidates. That's doable. That's doable in the first round of the playoffs. So you want somebody else. You want Washington to go to Philadelphia and handle that. The Vikings, on the other hand, with that win yesterday, they now set up a game between the Lions and the Vikings in Detroit Sunday night. It'll be the last game of the season. This will be the most wins. You might have heard it during the broadcast last night. This will be the most combined wins ever in a regular season National Football League game. 28 wins, 14 wins for each team. Well, if the Lions win tonight. But there will be never have two teams have had this good of a record and played late in the season. And that game, no matter what, doesn't happen what happens tonight. Detroit wins, lose, doesn't matter. Next week's game is for the number one seed in the NFC and the division championship. The loser is a 5 seed, and they go on the road to either L.A. or Tampa or something like that. Could possibly be Atlanta, but probably not. So the slate is set for next week. Packers will play at 12 noon and a 10 o'clock pregame for you next week. One of the things that a little bit of sound from the game yesterday, our guy, of course, Mike Clemens, who, by the way, has an office at Lambeau Field. Pardon me. So Mike Clemens was at... Yeah, he sent me a picture yesterday. He was at the Vault yesterday at U.S. Bank Stadium covering the game and talked a little bit. Matt LaFleur was talking about that illegal formation penalties, some holding. It was not a good day for penalties for the Packers. Matt LaFleur.
That was on us as coaches. Like, called the personnel. Somebody heard it different, and... that's how we got 12 in the huddle. That's the first time that's happened in a really long time in my time here, and it can't happen because that was a critical penalty. It's 2nd and 5, now it goes 2nd and 10, and now you're in kind of those get-back-on-track situations, and, you know, those are drive-stopping penalties. So collectively, we got to be better. We got to make sure that we hear what's called and get the right people in the game.
It might have been because of the noise, possibly at U.S. Bank Stadium. I don't know. But there were penalties in that game yesterday that were – I looked at my son and I said, wow. I said, this doesn't happen to Matt LaFleur teams. Self-inflicting penalties. Both teams ended up with 7 penalties on the day. So it wasn't like it was crazy one way or the other. But Jordan Love, after the game, he just said the Packers just, they got to find a way in these types of games.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be our reality. And, you know, we're going to have to find ways when the playoffs start to go in to those road atmospheres and win those tough games. But it's only going to get tougher for us. So we know that. You know, we got to find ways to keep improving, keep getting better, watch the tape, find ways to improve on the slow start and just the miscues we had today and take advantage. But we know we got to come out and play our best ball, and everybody's got to be locked in and play the best game they've played all season. So there's no secret, you know, we're going to have to find ways to win these games on the road.
And before yesterday's game, I was all in that Jordan Love is the man, and he's moving forward. But man, he had some stretches yesterday that just weren't good. Very inconsistent. And yesterday's game was exactly like the first Packer Viking game. Vikings dominated for 3 quarters, and then the Vikings changed their defensive scheme, and then the Packers were able to move the ball up and down the field. You know, chunks of yards, 10, 12, 15 yards at a time. And they came back and they almost got the game. Josh Jacobs, he is so much. Tell you what, even as a fan of the other side, Josh Jacobs, he is just so much fun to watch. And he talked about their confidence taking a hit maybe after this loss yesterday.
Not at all. I told our guys at halftime, believe in ourselves. At the end of the day, like I said, we did a lot of things I feel like was on us. So I told our guys, believe in ourselves. It's going to come down to the 60-minute game, and we already knew what it was going to take. So I don't think it was nobody in here that believed that we were just going to lose. I think everybody had the belief that we was going to pull it out some type of way. We just fell short today.
He's fun to watch, isn't he, Josh Jacobs? I mean, he always gets an extra couple of yards after the hit. And the Packers and Vikings played 8 quarters this year, and the Vikings absolutely crushed the Packers in 6 of those. But the Packers almost came back and won both of the. Now, the first game, it came down to an onside kick. Yeah, it was a 2-point game. But if you watch the end of that game, it was close, yes. And yesterday's game even, the Packers did come back. Was there a turnover, a fumble by the Vikings? I'm not sure. I can't remember. It's all a blur. But you come away, I come away from those 2 games, Packers-Vikings, especially yesterday, that right now the Vikings are the better team. They're the better team. Sam Darnold is more consistent. I think the defense is a little bit better on the Vikings side. I'm not saying if they meet in the playoffs that the Packers won't get the win because, you know, things happen. But I think right now the Vikings are the better of the 2 teams. The Packers will be on the road for the playoffs. There's no doubt about that. It's just a matter of where they're going and what's going on with that. I found some joy this past week. This past week, I found joy in my RoboVac. Do you raise your hand if you know what a RoboVac is? You know what a RoboVac is? All right. Raise your hand if you have a RoboVac. They've gotten cheaper. And this was a kind of a family Christmas present that I got from my family a couple years ago. I found it really on a good deal. And I love it. Yesterday, before the Viking-Packer game, I cranked up the name of... By the way, if you have a RoboVac, you have to name the RoboVac. It has to have a name. And ours is Clyde. Clyde the... I like just walking into my living room and saying, Alexa, Clyde, turn Clyde on. And all of a sudden, beep, Clyde will come on and then whew, he'll do his thing. You got to get the shoelaces out of the way. You got to get the stuff that might get sucked up into a little vacuum thing like that. But, oh, Clyde did some great work. And it's entertaining, too. It was. I mean, I trust my RoboVac so much. At one point, I put the RoboVac in one of the bedrooms and I shut the door. And like 2 hours later, my wife said, where's Clyde? And I said, I have no idea. So I went in there and the battery ran out and he did his job. His job. The dirt tray was too full. That is one of the more disturbing things about the RoboVacs is you go to clean out the dirt tray and you're like, oh boy, should probably do that more often. So RoboVacs, one of the small joys in life. What else from the weekend? Oh, my wife made... I just love random references from the old days. We were listening to something in the house, and it was like not quite loud enough, or the quality was like... Eh. And my wife, just randomly out of nowhere, she said, hit the Dolby button. And I was like... The Dolby button. I remember that. Remember the Dolby button on your stereo? Oh, it was like the magical button. I don't think it did anything, but it was just something about the stereo. And they tell you, ooh, Dolby sound. And then you hit Dolby on the stereo and you're like, whoa. And all of a sudden, you know, AC/DC becomes just up a notch. So that's a good reference, by the way. If you have something in your life where someone's not talking loud enough, you just say, hey, yo, hit the Dolby button then. A little louder there. 7:39. Let's get you updated as we do twice an hour on your news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away yesterday at 100 years old. His one term in office was known for several foreign policy accomplishments, but overshadowed by the Iran hostage crisis. Author and ABC News contributor Mark Updegrove says he didn't let that damper his outlook of the office.
He did not think his presidency was failed in any way. He didn't think that he was erroneous in any way in the decisions that he made. So that's very important to note. But he said, but I want to be remembered for peacemaking and human rights. And I think that the only former president to win a Nobel Peace Prize, he will be remembered for just that.
A state funeral is currently set for January 9th. American investigators are en route to South Korea to help investigate that deadly plane crash that killed 179 people. The passenger jet touched down over the weekend without its landing gear deployed. Bird strike was also reported in the moments before the crash. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Saturday, January 4th at 10 a.m., there's a volunteer fair in Ladysmith. The Russ County Community Library invites you to join them at the Indoor Farmers Market for a volunteer fair, where you can find out how you can do something for the greater good of your community. Once again, that's happening Saturday, January 4th at 10 a.m. over on 418 Corbett Avenue West, Ladysmith. Adding to a declining snowmobile industry, Arctic Cat announced it's suspending operations indefinitely. Brittany Merlot has more.
Their plants in Thief River Falls and St. Cloud, Minnesota will cease. Arctic Cat already started layoffs about a month ago at the Thief River Falls snowmobile plant. The announcement from the company cites ongoing business conditions facing the power sports industry. Arctic Cat says, though, it will continue to sell 2025 model snowmobiles throughout the year and will resume production as planned after this new year, but will again suspend operations indefinitely after that building is complete.
Arctic Cat's competitor, Polaris, is also facing challenges. Polaris's snowmobile segment has reported an average decline of 18% year over year. Another big name in the snowmobile industry, Yamaha. They announced in 2023 they'd be leaving the snowmobile industry after more than 50 years in the market. And this comes after snowmobile trails in Wisconsin didn't even open last year.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Packers lose to the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Vikings jumped out to an early lead again against Green Bay and held on to win this time 27-25 over the Packers. Former Packer Aaron Jones says, from Justin Jefferson to tight end TJ Hockenson, the Vikings have depth.
We have weapons, and I think that's what was scary. We got so many playmakers, so guys understand that, and they make the most of their opportunities.
The Packers plagued with penalties, illegal formation, offsides on a field goal, even 12 men on the field. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, that was on us as coaches. Called the personnel, somebody heard it different, and that's how we got 12 in the huddle. That's the first time that's happened in a really long time. You know, those are drive-stopping penalties.
And the NFL has announced that the Packers' final regular season game is Sunday at noon when they host the Bears. NBA, the Bucks lost to the Bulls over the weekend. Tomorrow, they play the Pacers in Indiana for an early New Year's Eve game. Tip-off time is 2 p.m. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, the Butternut Girls had a little action over the holiday break. A little basketball game on Friday hosting Winter. In what looked to be a really even matchup, the game was very close throughout with each team taking their turns and leading. Butternut built an 18-7 lead late in the first half, but Butternut came back to pull to, Winter came back to pull to within 19-15 at the half. And then Winter was able to pull away late for a 50-43 victory. On Friday, Kendra Pritzel led the Butternut girls with 15 points and 14 boards. Gianna Nearing had 12.7 boards and 5 blocks, and Lizzie Pritzel had 7 points and 12 boards. Caitlin Bebo chipped in with 7 points and 3 assists. The Winter improves now to 6-3 for the girls' team. Butternut falls to 3-4. The Midgets will play host to Shawamigan in a game Friday at 7:15. We'll have that game for you right here. The Shawamigan boys will be traveling today. They'll take on Ladysmith at Ladysmith for a JV and varsity contest today.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your Do It Best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
Looking for the perfect New Year's Eve spot? Head to Burgers Bar and Grill in Phillips, Wisconsin. Enjoy Moose Lodge Bingo and a special menu featuring Build Your Own Burgers for $11.99, Philly Cheese Steaks and 12-inch one-topping pizzas for $12.99, Crispy Chicken Sliders for $10.99, and Crispy Chicken Sandwich for just $6.99. Craving more? Try their popcorn chicken basket for $9.99 or shrimp basket for $10.99. Don't miss out. Find them next to A&W. Celebrate New Year's Eve at Burgers Bar and Grill.
Get organized with a new Dakota Closet System on sale now at Menards. Dakota closets are versatile and can be installed in any room, from home offices and laundry rooms to walk-in or reach-in closets, and even kids' playrooms. Dakota closets are available to take home today, giving you more time to organize. Pick up a wooden laundry closet system. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be foggy this morning, cloudy all day today with a high right around 35 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy 23. Tomorrow, cloudy 28 by Wednesday. Mostly cloudy and a lot colder with a high only in the upper teens. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
98Q Country.
Marks on that county road where we drag raced our pickups and Mustangs and weathered all the sun and rain. And to this day up on that overpass, even underneath the new paint, you can still see like tattoos on this town. There's still a rope burn on that oak branch that hangs over the river. I still got the scar swinging out a little too far. There ain't a corner of this hallowed ground that we ain't laughed or cried on. It's where we loved, lived and learned real wild stuff. It's everything we're made of. It sure left its mark on us. We sure left our mark on it. We let the world know we were here with everything. Heart. It sure left its mark on us. We sure left our mark on it. We let the world know we were here with everything we did. We laid a lot of memories down, and we'll always be hanging around like tattoos on this town. Like tattoos on.
Check it out.
At the bonfire.
Bonfire.
The parking lot.
Bonfire.
Or anywhere in between.
Best station ever.
Hey, thanks for cranking the country.
98Q Country.
And the dirt and the gravel on me. Going back to the well, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul where the blacktop ends. Woo! I'm looking down the barrel of Friday night. I'm riding on a river of freeway lights. A goodbye city, I'm country bound. Monday rolls around. Surrender.
Keith Urban at 98.2 Country. Oh, we've got some Packer talk ahead for you in the 8 o'clock hour. Greg Gunderson is like a Fred Flintstone episode of the Flintstones, you know, where the car is sitting still, but the wheels, the feet are spinning underneath, you know, the and then the car takes off. Well, that's where we're at right now with Packer talk in the 8 o'clock hour. There will be Packer talk. Greg Gunderson and myself, purple versus the green. So we'll do that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, so you don't want to miss that. We have some colder weather coming. It was a mild, wimpy Christmas, but it was nice traveling. It was, it made it easy to get around, didn't it? All right, but now we need the snow, okay? Mother Nature, come on. Do a little Hanky Luta dance here or whatever you need to do. Not going to happen in the next few days, but we'll get colder weather. We're forming some ice. So at the very least, we're able to get out, do some ice fishing and stuff like that. But it's just, it's not looking good. I just was looking out the window just as that song was ending and noticed that the weekend rain just really took everything right out. So we want some snow. We need some snow. We want to get those snowmobile trails and people out there doing that stuff. What else from our week off that... I noticed, you know, there's certain... most things have gone up price-wise, right? For whatever reason that there's shrinkflation where the products are getting smaller and the prices are getting... But there's certain things for whatever reason that have not gone up in price, and one of those is ramen noodles. Ramen noodles are still pretty cheap, which tells you the profit margin on those probably was pretty good anyway. Bananas are still another thing that just amazed me, that you can get like a whole Nipsey Russell full of bananas, and it's like a nickel. It's just not very much, and they're one of the most wonderful fruits. Apples, on the other hand, man, you might as well just put some gold dye on those or something, because they're expensive. Apples are expensive. Another thing I noticed, too, is wrapping paper. We were at, where were we after Christmas? We were at a store, and they had Christmas wrapping paper everywhere, like 50% off. And my wife grabbed like three rolls, and I was like, well, that's a good thing. I said, it's a good thing because those 87 rolls we have already sitting in the back corner of the guest bedroom, that's not enough. And she's like, it was only like a nickel or whatever for like 20 rolls. What would you have done? I said, I probably wouldn't have gotten any. But for some reason, wrapping paper, you can get like a football-length field worth of wrapping paper for like 29 cents. For some reason, wrapping paper, which you think, I mean, when you look at wrapping paper and the glossiness of it and the colorness of it, you would think, well, this stuff is probably, it should be a few bucks for it, right? I mean, $2-3 for the roll. If you go to the fancy stores in the big cities, of course, they're going to charge you $10 for their special Christmas wrapping paper. For us, we're borderline, the comic section from the newspaper would be all right if we still had those. But you can get wrapping paper now. If there was another use for it, it would be wonderful, but I have yet to find one. Another use other than the wrapping paper, it's just wrapping presents, and I'm not very good at that. So everything, you can just walk into a store with like 10 cents and walk out with like 50 rolls of wrapping paper right now. It's all available for you. We'll get you another news and sports update here in just a little bit. We'll do our local birthdays, anniversaries. We're going to do all of our birthdays, anniversaries as normal this week, and then we're going to have a double cake drawing on Friday because we didn't do one last week. So if you have somebody, maybe you missed them over Christmas or whatever, we'd be glad to do a belated one. 715-762-3221. Birthdays, anniversaries are coming up for you at about 8:30 this morning, and more Packer talk. Greg Gunderson will join us in studio coming up after the 8 o'clock news.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. Rev up your engines and save big at D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Attention, first-time customers. Enjoy exclusive discounts, $25 off any repair or maintenance of $100 or more, $50 off with a $250 expenditure, and $100 off repair $750 or more. And that's not all. Get complimentary fuel treatment with every oil change service while supplies last. Visit them on Highway 13 in Park Falls for worry-free fall-color drives. D&D Tire and Auto Center, your one stop for savings and service.
Lakeland Kids Closet in Minocqua is the perfect one-stop resale shop in the Northwoods for a variety of items. Clothes, accessories, sporting goods, home decor, toys, and more. Plus, you'll find brand new Lakeland T-Bird gear to show your school spirit. Every purchase supports the Lakeland Union Wings program, helping special education students ages 18 to 21. Most resale items are $5 or less. Let your dollar grow further at Lakeland Kids Closet. Open weekdays 8:30 to 3:15, next to Papa Murphy's in Minocqua. Donations welcome.
Are you having the holiday horrors, trying to figure out the perfect gift for everyone on your list? So many people, so few ideas. It's terrifying. But guess what? I have the perfect gift you can give everyone. Hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. That's right, hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. They're the perfect gift for a mother, for a father, grandma, grandpa, for the kids, for a friend, for a coworker, and for your boss who you're hoping gives you that big holiday bonus. For everybody. Because Skechers Slip-ins don't cost a ton of money. They last a long time, and people will appreciate them forever. Every time they slip your gift on, they will smile. And why are they smiling? Because with Skechers Slip-ins, they'll never have to touch their shoes again. Just step into them and they're on. With no bending down, no retying the laces, and you are good to go. And they're so easy to give. No more wandering the store, no more scrolling online wondering what to get people. Give the newest thing, the most convenient change in footwear that's ever been. Hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. Find Skechers Slip-ins for the holidays at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-445-6363. That's 1-800-445-6363. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-445-6363. That's 1-800-445-6363.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Tributes continue to pour in for former President Jimmy Carter, who died yesterday at 100 years old.
President Biden is remembering his dear friend of 50 years, former President Jimmy Carter.
We'd all do well to try to be a little more like Jimmy Carter.
Carter died in his hometown of Plains, Georgia yesterday, nearly 3 months after his 100th birthday, the first commander-in-chief to reach that milestone. President Biden was one of the first politicians to endorse Carter's long-shot presidential campaign back in 1976. Former President Obama saying Carter taught all of us what it means to live a life of grace, dignity, justice, and service.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. President-elect Donald Trump, meanwhile, said the country owes Carter a debt of gratitude. American authorities are headed to South Korea this morning to investigate that deadly plane crash in the southwestern part of the country. 179 people were killed in that plane crash. Two people survived, both crew members. This is ABC News. It's the latest in a string of burglaries targeting celebrities and athletes.
Dallas Mavericks point guard Luka Doncic's home was broken into Friday during his team's road trip.